Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. An Egyptian national accused of throwing Molotov cocktails at marchers remembering Israeli hostages in Colorado has a court appearance scheduled in Boulder today. Eight people were injured. The Anti-Defamation League's Jonathan Greenblatt.
We understand these people in their mid-50s to their late 80s, one of whom is a Holocaust survivor. So God willing, they will all recuperate and be okay, although two of them, I'm told, are in critical condition.
The Supreme Court will not hear a challenge to Maryland's ban on semi-automatic weapons, at least not yet. It was enacted after the Sandy Hook elementary shootings. Ukraine and Russia agree to exchange thousands of bodies of dead soldiers during a brief round of peace talks, a day after President Zelensky reported Ukrainian drones took out more than a third of Russia's strategic bombers. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer.
Ukraine, which many people predicted would be overrun in a week or two, is still here, still fighting, and still capable of carrying out an attack.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Hi, this is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Join us each Monday morning at the top of the 10 o'clock hour for tips, tricks, and a whole lot of fun. The Kitchen's Open, only on WFHR.
WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Gas prices fell 7.1 cents over the last week for an average of $2.96 today. This is 1.5 cents higher than a month ago and over 36 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say while the rest of the nation has seen a gentle descent in prices, the Great Lakes region has seen notable declines after a minor refinery issue was resolved. Gasoline inventories are somewhat tight heading into summer. However, increased refinery output should help to bring future price declines. Officials did warn that unexpected outages could still cause short-term price bumps. Prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.87 to $2.93 per gallon. It's Pride Month, and the Pride flag is now flying at the state capitol. Savannah Tolme Olson takes us to the flag-raising ceremony.
This is the seventh year the Pride flag has flown at the state capitol. Governor Tony Evers got emotional during the flag-raising ceremony.
They pretended trans and queer folks weren't there at Stonewall in June of 69. I'll be with you in a minute. They told trans folks and veterans willing to fight and die for our freedom and theirs that their patriotism is not wanted and never mattered.
The Pride flag has flown at the state capitol every June since 2019. Meanwhile, some Republicans have written a bill that would end that tradition. If passed, government buildings and schools would only be allowed to fly the American flag and the Wisconsin flag. The bill's author, Representative Jerry O'Connell from Fond du Lac, says it would, quote, lower divisiveness, end quote. The bill was introduced in the Assembly and it's currently in the Rules Committee. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
More of that smoky haze in the sky today, otherwise partly cloudy and warm with a high in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with temperatures dropping into the low to mid-60s. Tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms with some locally heavy rain. Highs tomorrow in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic, joined by Seth Habager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. We've got fun stuff lined up for you. In just a little bit, Sean Plant's going to join us with our monthly veterans update. Mm-hmm. We're certainly looking forward to that. But it's a Monday at the top of the hour. You know what that means.
Tell me something good.
Good morning and welcome to The Kitchen's Open on WFHR. It's June and the weather is getting warmer. Summer is upon us and soon it's going to feel downright tropical. So it's no surprise then that June is National Mango Month. Mm. To celebrate, I thought we'd get better acquainted with the mango.
Wait, you host a show about food and you don't know what a mango is?
Actually, James, I'm a huge fan of mango. Oh, okay. It's one of my favorite summer flavors, but there's a lot to learn about this fruit. For instance, did you know that the mango goes back 5,000 years and was originally grown in the Hindu Burma region, which extends from eastern India and southern China across Southeast Asia.
Huh. Well, I never thought about it. I would have thought it would have originated in South America.
Well, according to the National Mango Board on their website, mango.org, around 300...
Of course there's a National Mango
of
Board.
Of course there is.
They had to feel so good when they got that.
Nobody took it. Nobody took it.
Around 300 AD, mango seeds traveled from Asia to the Middle East, East Africa, and South America. Their cultivation moved westward with the spice trade. The Portuguese, who landed in Calcutta in 1498, were the first to establish a mango trade. So it was Spanish explorers who brought mangoes to South America and Mexico in the 1600s.
Mangoes thrive in tropical and subtropical climates. Modern-day primary source countries include Brazil, Ecuador, Guatemala, Haiti, Mexico, and Peru.
Okay, so I wasn't that far off.
No.
Many of these countries, are, of course, are along the equator.
Absolutely, which is what makes them tropical. Mm-hmm. According to a handout from the National Mango Board, the mango Mangifera indica L, try saying that five times fast, is classified as a stone fruit or drupe that belongs to a family of flowering plants known as Anacardiaceae, which also includes cashews, pistachios, and sumac. Historically, mangoes have been revered as symbols of life, love, and happiness.
Very good.
So because of the different growing regions, there are several varieties of mangoes. Although a search on the internet did not give me a conclusive answer for the exact number, I saw anywhere from 6 to 2,000.
Whoa.
Wow.
Okay, that's a variety.
Right. So one thing the National Mango Board did say was that throughout the year, you'll most likely find at least one of the six varieties and each type of mango at one of those six varieties of mangoes in your grocery store, and each type of those mangoes has a unique flavor and texture to it.
I have not eaten a lot of mangoes in my life, so I really couldn't speak to that, but that sounds really interesting about a specific fruit and then how many varieties and how depending on, of course, where it grows, that makes sense that it would taste different or it would have a different texture.
Yeah, I'm a little embarrassed by this. Let's just keep it between the three of us.
Okay. All right.
But is that all fruit? I mean, is that like all fruit does?
Probably.
I guess. Yeah. I would think that there's different soil in all of these locations or anywhere you're making this stuff, and that would affect the fruit somewhat tasting differently.
Right. Yeah.
But I read that and I had to read it twice. And I'm like, well, is that common? I shouldn't tell anybody I'm having this thought, but it just seemed wild to me. I love the idea of trying. Hey, I want to try a mango from Haiti and one from Ecuador and see if they taste
exactly
different
or
how they taste.
Well,
different.
You think about it. You see mangoes in your grocery store year round, but they don't all grow at the same time in each area.
True.
So it has to be a different variety to be able to be grown in a certain area. Like strawberries don't always taste the same, and we only have a specific window of strawberry seasons in Wisconsin, which is why you only get them in the farmers market towards the beginning of the summer rather than towards the end.
I think about this, and it may have happened the last time we talked about fish, and the only way you can get fresh fish, you pretty much got to live near the coast like that. Is there anybody out there that finds almost a little, for lack of a better word, joy in the fact that in 2025 there are still things like that? We can artificially create these flavors, but if you really want to taste it, you got to bite into a mango.
Yeah,
and it's got to be from a specific place.
Yeah,
poultry or fish is like this, where we can market and you can buy salmon anywhere you want in America. But
that's
if
right.
you really want good salmon, or you really want it fresh, or to know what it really tastes like, you still got to be on the coast or something along those lines.
Exactly.
Just in this day and age where we're able to recreate so much. I love that we're kind of still tied to certain things. We still haven't found a way to update that yet.
That's exactly right.
But although the best flavors are where they're grown, it's great that we can have them where we are, because there's health benefits to many of these foods that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. So these uniquely seeded fruit are also quite nutritious. According to mango.com, just 3/4 of a cup of a mango provides 50% of your daily vitamin C, 8% of your daily vitamin A, and 8% of your daily vitamin B6. A serving of mango also provides 7% of your daily fiber, all for only 70 calories.
Wow.
Making mango the perfect guilt-free treat for your daily immune boost. It's one of the reasons why that's so big when you go to health stores. That's a flavor you're going to be able to have. Mangoes can be eaten at all levels of ripeness, and that's not true for all fruit. So the fact that you could do that with a mango is impressive. Ripe mangoes, in particular, are deliciously sweet, and they feel like a treat, but they're nutrition-dense and can be wholesome addition to your daily diet.
Wow.
So, in fact, an observational study included in the Journal of Nutrition and Food Sciences that examined national food consumption data, NHANES, and Hayes, found that mango consumption was associated with better nutrient intakes and diet quality.
Wow.
Yeah. So adult mango eaters also weighed less, and children who ate mangoes had lower sugar intakes compared to those who did not eat mangoes. It may be that people who regularly eat mangoes are making other smart lifestyle choices, so that could be a reason.
Right.
But it's also a good sign that enjoying a mango a day is a good idea.
Well, it can't hurt.
No. And if you've ever tasted a mango, they are sweet.
So very sweet,
yes. It feels like you're eating candy almost.
It does. Mm-hmm. It does feel like you're cheating almost. Yeah.
So it's great to get that into your diet. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a healthy way to get that sugar rush that you want
because it's
a healthy sugar. It's a natural sugar. So what are some ways that you can incorporate a mango into your diet, right?
Well, my favorite is good old mango salsa.
Yes, that's always a classic. Mm-hmm. And that's a great way to do it. So I looked online to find a great recipe and found one on, believe it or not, mango.org.
There you go.
Makes sense.
And so here's how you can make it at home, and it doesn't look like it's too challenging to do. You're going to slice and dice 2 mangoes and 1 cup of white onion. So to slice a mango, because of that seed that you can't really see in the middle,
right,
go to mango.org because they have an instruction sheet
Can
go to that shows you how slice a mango.
See, now that's one of the things. I've always been intimidated by mango because of that. It's like, how do I get, what do I, you know, I don't know what to do.
The seed's pretty much in the middle, and so you slice down one side of the seed, and then you slice down the other side of the seed, because the seed's about a half an inch to an inch thick.
Okay.
So if you slice, and you'll know when you've hit the seed or the area near
the
seed.
It's one of the hardest surfaces of the earth.
Yes.
Yeah. If you start to cut in and you're starting to feel that resistance, then just move out a little bit more.
Gotcha.
And then once you've opened it, you keep it in the skin, and then you slice down the middle 7 slices, and then you slice down the top so it looks like it's already diced. Then you can, this is a neat thing, unfold. So you invert the skin and use a spoon to scoop out the diced mango. It is that easy.
I got to check that out. I'm fascinated.
Yeah. I think a lot of people do that. They look at this fruit and go, how do you do this?
Yeah. Right.
And it really is not as complicated as you think it is. And I'll put a link onto the website in the newsletter. So if you don't have the newsletter, sign up for it at WFHR.FM. So you've now sliced and diced 2 mangoes, and you're going to slice and dice 1 cup of white onion. Then you're going to slice 2 handfuls of cherry tomatoes. Add diced fruit and veggies, all of that together to a bowl, along with 1 15-ounce can of black beans and half of a 15-ounce can of sweet corn. Mix all those ingredients together. Squeeze some lime juice over the mixture. That helps preserve it so it doesn't start to get oxidized. You're going to season it to taste with salt, sprinkle a little cilantro on top, and then transfer the salsa to the fridge to rest until chilled. Then you can serve it on top of meat, or you could just enjoy it as a salsa with some chips or something.
Goes really good with pork.
Oh, yeah.
It's very good with a pork chop. It's very good with that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things that often that's where people will see it first, is maybe in a salsa somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I think there is somebody that sells that at the farmer's market. So check that out this summer.
Aha, very good.
Nice plug.
Now, if you're a baker, you could always make duffins.
Oh, I love these. I love the way this sounds.
So I wasn't sure what this is. They are tropical mango donut muffins.
Oh, Lordy.
Put it in my mouth.
I know.
This just
sounded wonderful.
So are they?
To make these, and again, these don't seem like they're that complicated.
Quit goofing around.
All right. I didn't make them for you this time, James. Maybe next time. So preheat your oven to 300. I don't think ovens can go that high. Preheat your oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit and spray muffin tin with non-sticky spray. So you want to make sure that they don't adhere to your baking tin. Mix together 3 cups of all-purpose flour, 2.5 teaspoons baking powder, 3 1/4 teaspoons salt, 1/2 teaspoon nutmeg, and 1/4 teaspoon baking soda, and set that aside. In a small bowl, you're going to whisk together 3/4 cup of half and half with 2 tablespoons of reduced fat buttermilk, and you're going to set that aside. You're now going to dice 1 small tomato and set that aside. So what you're basically doing here is called mise en place.
Okay.
So you're getting all your ingredients together to be able to combine them when it's time.
I've heard of that. I don't know if I knew. I've heard that term. I don't know if I knew.
That's what it means. So now you're going to beat 10 tablespoons of unsalted room temperature butter and 3/4 cup granulated sugar on medium-high speed until light in color and fluffy. It takes about 3 minutes. Beat then in 2 large eggs, 1 at a time. So don't put them both in at one time, but 1 at a time. You're going to put one in, mix it up a little bit. So when I say 1 at a time, it's not put one in and then put the next one in a mix. Put one in, mix it up with the butter and granulated sugar mixture.
I knew that, but it's good.
Just in case, yes.
And then add the second one and do the same thing so that they're all combined. And then you're going to add all of the dry ingredients alternately with the half and half and buttermilk. So you'll put some of the flour mixture in, mix that up, add a little bit of the half and half buttermilk mixture, mix that up, add a little bit more of the until you've combined all of it. Then you're going to fill the prepared muffin pans well. After you've done all of that, you need to add in the diced mangoes because then they're not tropical mangoes. So once the mixture is together, you're going to fold in. So nicely just kind of use your spatula and blend in gently those diced mangoes. So there's still chunks in there. And then you're going to fill your prepared muffin pans well. Bake until muffins are lightly golden and firm to the touch. That takes about 15 to 20 minutes. And then you want to let them cool in the pan for 5 minutes. Then you're going to transfer the muffins to a wire rack over a baking sheet because you can put a glaze on these muffins. And you're going to want the baking sheet underneath your wire rack to catch any of the glaze that falls over.
Gotcha. Oh, I'll catch it.
The glaze is easy to make too. You use 1 cup of confectioner sugar and you add 2 to 3 tablespoons of milk, adding just a little bit at a time until you get that consistency that you want for the glaze. And then you just pour that on top of the partially cold muffins, or you can take the muffins and dip it into the glaze.
Ooh.
Man, those sound good.
And then muffin you just let them set and then enjoy the Duffin.
The Duffin. I love that.
It's great.
That
great idea.
So good.
It's a fun one, too. That sounds really good. I don't know if I like it more or you know, would like it the same, that it's chunks and not just the flavor of mango.
Right.
That,
yeah.
That there's that kind
like
of
like a blueberry muffin
it.
Or something like that,
right.
Just like that. Yeah.
And the benefit is you get the fiber then of the mango, not just the flavor.
That's
and
true.
The fiber is always good for you. It helps your body in a lot of ways. So you want to get your fiber. So no matter how you prepare your mango, it will be a delicious addition to your daily diet. We'd like to have you as a delicious addition to our show as a sponsor of our segment. As a sponsor, you will be highlighted during our segment and in our newsletter, and we could also share an interview with you as one of our segments or even broadcast live from your business.
If you're interested in learning more about these opportunities, just give us a call at 715-424-1300 and speak with Pam. She'll put you in touch with Ashley to work out all the details.
That number again, 715-424-1300.
And with that, we'll close the kitchen.
All right.
Excellent. Another great addition.
Mango.
Before we head out, I do want to send a big shout out to both of you and the great work you guys did with the remote this weekend. It was fun to hear you over the weekend at the Dairy Fest and stuff. And a special shout out to you. Beth, nice work. You did a really nice job with that one. I really appreciate it.
It was fun.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
We will hear another edition of The Kitchen's Open next Monday. Everybody be listening for that. We'll be back with more show coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Tell me something good.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together we build better lives.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Dismantling the IRA and other federal clean energy incentives will add a half a gigaton of greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. That's according to modeling from Princeton University. House Republicans passed aggressive cuts to clean energy incentives in their latest budget. The Senate is now considering the bill. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin has given the green light for a major build-out of fossil fuel-burning power plants in Wisconsin. We Energies wants to build new gas plants and operate them for 30 years, largely to meet the needs of Microsoft's new AI data center. It's turtle nesting season, and the DNR is asking drivers to slow down on roads near wet areas, lakes, and rivers. Wisconsin's 11 turtle species lay eggs from late May through June, when you can often see them along roads and in yards. You can help keep them safe by being alert when driving through their habitat. For a deep dive into environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
More of that smoky haze in the sky today, otherwise partly cloudy and warm with a high in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with temperatures dropping into the low to mid-60s. Tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms with some locally heavy rain. Highs tomorrow in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host James here. I'm joined by Seth. We are joined by our good friend Sean Plant right now. Sean filling in for our good friend Tom Heiser with our monthly Veterans Update. We're thankful to be joined every month at the beginning of the month. Get an update on veterans activities in our community. Go over these for our audience. And of course, this is a reminder to everybody out there. We'll be going over these throughout the month, bringing these back up as we get closer to some of these dates. But this is our chance to really sit back and talk. And Sean, thanks a lot for filling in. I appreciate your pitch hitting this week. Thanks for being here.
Glad I could come in.
Let's kick things off right away with June 6th, I think, is our first one that we have. Oh, no, sorry, June 3rd.
June 3rd is the first one. Yeah. We got the Allied Veterans Council at 6 o'clock at the VFW post. That's where all the different veteran service organizations get together and combine our schedules and make sure nobody's stepping over each other's toes. Mm-hmm. We get everything going.
It's a real smart way to handle it. Yeah.
Yep. Saturday, June 7th, the Vietnam veterans will be doing their orange blossom distribution out at the different stores throughout town. So be on the lookout for them and get your orange blossom this year.
And that goes like from 9 to 3. So that's you want to keep an eye out for that around there, everybody.
Yeah. And then Tuesday, June 10th, Elks will be having their Flag Day ceremony at the Elk Club in Wisconsin Rapids at 6 p.m. The VSOs will be having a honor guard to be there to help represent.
Okay.
Wednesday, June 11th, we got our Heroes Cafe at Crossview Church from 7:30 to 9 o'clock. And also on the 11th, American Legion Post 9 will be having their post meeting at the the Legion Post at 6 p.m. Thursday, June 12th, Vietnam veterans will be having their meeting at the VFW Post at 5 p.m., as well as the Rudolph American Legion will be having their post meeting out in Rudolph at 7 p.m. Saturday, June 14th, will be Flag Day around the world.
Yes.
So,
yeah,
that's an important one. Yep. Monday, June 16th, Rafters will be having their first Military Monday game, 6:35 at Witter Field.
Yeah, I love that one. Looking forward to it. Always happy when they bring that one back. A big thank you to the sponsors that make that possible, and certainly all of our everybody that's able to show up for it.
Thursday, June 19th, VFW will be having our meeting, 6 p.m. out at the VFW post. Friday, June 20th, will be the June Dairyberry Breakfast at Lincoln High School. You'll have the VSOs that will be out there helping serve and cleaning up the dining rooms and everything. So come on out and enjoy some pancakes.
Yeah, it's going to be a great event.
Love them. Love those breakfasts.
Yeah, yep. That's great.
And I didn't say that because I was just at one.
Right.
Yeah. We want more.
Oh, yep. Okay, Saturday, June 21st, Vietnam veterans will be having their brat fry, West Grand IGA, from 10 to 2.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
Stop out and get a brat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wednesday, June 25th, will be Heroes Cafe again at Crossview Church. Saturday, June 28th, Allied Veterans Council will be having their brat fry at West Grand IGA.
Mm-hmm.
And then Monday, June 30th, will be another Military Monday Rafters game out at Witter Field. Looking forward to July. White Sands Mini Golf will be having their nonprofit Mondays, and the benefactor on Monday, July 7th, will be the VFW post. So come on out.
Very good.
and shoot a round of mini golf. Every round of mini golf that's played that day, $1 will be donated to the VFW post.
Awesome.
Very cool.
And then just another quick note, June is PTSD Awareness Month. So, be on the lookout mm-hmm. for that with your veterans. If you or someone you know is considering suicide, dial the 988 and mm-hmm. press option 1 for the Veteran Crisis Line.
Thank you for that, Sean. Appreciate that. Excellent. Especially as we get closer to the 4th of July and not only how that can be triggering, but the fireworks themselves can be in some of that. Mm-hmm. It's something to keep in mind for all of our vets. And it's one of the things that we can do along with attending some of these events, talking about these events. We know there's no better thing out there than word of mouth. So you out there spreading the word about all these things that Sean just told us about, be sure to attend these events, spread the word about them, and be looking for another addition to this at the beginning of next month. Because I appreciate the time from you guys, Sean. Thanks mm-hmm. so much for collecting all this information, getting it to us. We appreciate Tom as well and all of our vets out there helping out with these.
Absolutely.
And if we did, if people have follow-up questions, they'd like to know more, we got a phone number we can send them to, Sean?
Yep. Go ahead and call the VFW post at 715-600-0401 and we'll answer the phone.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that. Just as a quick side note, I know one of the things that we like to highlight with this is the brat fries and, picking up a brat. I always like to remind people that when it comes to this, and I've talked with Tom and many others about this over the years, when you're seeing these things happening, and if you're not hungry, that's fine. Say hi. Make eye contact, say hi, even take a second or two. Sometimes that can mean just as much as the brat. Sometimes,
absolutely.
Again, just having some acknowledgement, some understanding there of that. And if you do get a brat, keep in mind, it's going to be the best brat you have all year. I ran into this with my father. My father loves to grill. It's his favorite thing in the world. He's probably grilling right now. And I tell him this every year. I'm like, Dad, you're great. These are good and everything, but I'm going to get like 2 minutes from here. I got an IGA. I'm going to go get a brat from over there. It's going to be better. I'm telling you. And it will. You trust me. If you don't believe me, just go to test it out. Go get one. You'll see what I'm talking
You'll
about.
See exactly
everybody.
What he's talking about.
Absolutely.
Again, thanks for the time, Sean. Appreciate you.
Not a problem.
And be listening next month, everybody, for another opportunity to hear a monthly veterans update from our great friends over at the VFW 2534. We'll appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll take our time out a little early. We'll get to our news, sports, and partner break. We'll come back and we'll have some more fun here on the morning show at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, or DPI, has established a new committee that will be responsible for reviewing and setting new state report card standards. Lisa Hale reports.
State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley has recently faced criticism from some Republican and Democratic lawmakers over the post-pandemic testing standards, which they feel are too low. The committee will include over 24 members from education backgrounds and will begin meeting next month. The identities of the members chosen for the committee have not yet been released.
Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson hinted that he may not run for another term when his current term ends in 2028. Joanne Krulatz has more.
In an interview with The Hill on Tuesday, Senator Johnson referred to himself as just a guy from Oshkosh trying to save this country. Senator Johnson narrowly retained his seat in the 2022 election, edging out Mandela Barnes. President Donald Trump is the only Republican to win on a statewide ballot since then. Senator Johnson is currently pushing back against the budget bill passed in the House, saying it doesn't reduce spending enough.
Our local baseball teams have 7 games under their belts, with the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors standing at 2 wins, 5 losses, and the Wausau Woodchucks ahead with 4 wins, 3 losses. The two teams faced off last week, with the Raptors beating the Woodchucks 13-11 on Wednesday. Then the Woodchucks turned that score around on Thursday with a win of 12 batters across the plate versus Raptors 3. The baseball season is just getting started, with regular season games scheduled through the beginning of August. In the Great Lakes West region, the Green Bay Rockers are leading the pack with 5 wins and only 2 defeats. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Christian Yelich injured. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers play the Reds tonight in Cincinnati, but slugger Christian Yelich will be out after he was hit with a pitch in the Brewers' 5-2 win over the Phillies yesterday on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Ooh, that get him in the hand. Home plate umpire. Myers awarding him first base, and it's a hit by pitch. And
that one a little bit too far in on Yelich.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
He's real sore. You know, he couldn't squeeze the bat, so it'll be a day-to-day thing. It's not broken, thank God. I hate it for him that he's got to take a day off, but probably will be out.
X-rays did not show any broken bones. College football, the Badgers with over a dozen prospects on campus over the weekend. Three of the players agreeing to commit, including a 6'3" linebacker, Ben Wenzel, out of Appleton North High School.
Bigger is not always what wins. It's physicality as well. The bigger you are, the more you can hold up, but we still got to continue to train and understand what physicality really looks like.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickle. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area. Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
More of that smoky haze in the sky today, otherwise partly cloudy and warm with a high in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with temperatures dropping into the low to mid-60s. Tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms with some locally heavy rain. Highs tomorrow in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us. It's good Monday music, yeah, man. And war is always good.
Yeah.
That's a weird sentence to say. The band War is always good. Just really got to get that
get a little context for that, yeah.
Especially coming out of our veterans update. Yeah. I just couldn't have done that worse. But I do want to say a big shout out to Sean Plant for joining us.
Yep.
With that monthly veterans update, everybody. We'll put that together, and we'll probably have that for you on the weekends or something like that. But we'll be certainly talking about all the events that Sean and I told us about as we get closer to them, reminding you about those brat fries and other things going on. Of course, Heroes Cafe and other stuff.
Yes.
I wanted to get into just this interesting one here, Seth. We do have a little time for some entertainment news, so just a little bit of entertainment news, but I did want to...
Sliver.
There was a couple of things that I did want to get to.
Okay.
One of them in particular about Clint Eastwood.
Okay.
So Clint Eastwood just turned 95 on Saturday and has no intention of slowing down.
My goodness.
And that should surprise nobody.
No, the man is amazing.
He's currently in the pre-production stage of a new movie, emphasis on new. Clint says his philosophy as a filmmaker is, quote, do something new or stay at home.
Okay.
Period. End of sentence. Quote, I long for the good old days when screenwriters wrote movies like Casablanca in small bungalows on the studio lot. Then everyone had a new idea. We live in an era of remakes and franchises. I've shot sequels 3 times and I haven't been interested in that for a long while. Mm. He added that there's no reason why a man can't get better with age. Quote, I have much more experience today. Sure, there are directors who lose their touch at a certain age, but I'm not one of them. I'll work as long as I can still learn something or until I'm truly senile. I have respected every second of Clint Eastwood's career, mm-hmm. and I really admired him for many years. Mm-hmm. In particular, the way he, his second act, mm-hmm. and getting behind the scenes and stuff.
Right.
But I also don't think anybody has truly ever given Clint Eastwood credit as an actor. Until he became a director. Mm. It wasn't until Unforgiven that I heard people really, talk about his timing and talk about his acting and stuff. It wasn't like they were doing that with Any Which Way But Loose.
Yeah, right.
I find that to be a discredit to him as an actor. Because almost every Western you'll watch from now to the end of time, every actor is influenced by Clint Eastwood.
Is informed by his performance.
Whether they realize it or not.
Yep.
Anytime you see an actor tip up their cowboy hat with their finger, their mm-hmm. index finger or something like that, there were things that Clint did that nobody was doing beforehand. I know because I watched those movies religiously. not for nothing, I agree with him about all this.
Right.
Like, he's got to be bigger than this in some ways and understand that this is a movie, that industry is bigger than it was back in the day, right. at Casablanca.
Yeah.
And there's more money and more pressure involved than there's right. ever been. In a perfect world, sure, it'd be great that all movies were, every single movie that comes out is brand new, a brand
creative,
new
creative, yeah.
You come up with that, Clint. Come up with 50 new movie ideas every month. Every month,
yeah.
do that. Let mm-hmm. alone a year, come mm-hmm. up with a whole 200 new movie ideas
right.
that have nothing to do with the previous movie or anything like that. And not for nothing, Godfather 2 is dang good.
Yes.
Like, if we got rid of remakes or sequels or anything like that, we don't have that. We don't have the good ones.
Yeah.
It's so easy for directors who are established.
Right.
For directors that their legacy is set
mm-hmm.
to be able to go out there and say, well, back in my day, or my yeah. problem with this. The one thing I will say about what he's saying, I don't feel like at least he's taking shots at anybody.
No.
Maybe at the industry, and I got no problem with that necessarily.
Sure, yeah.
It's when they get specific, like Tarantino and Scorsese and some guys that I really look up to mm-hmm. have been very specific about this.
Yeah.
And I find that to be tacky.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious that he went back to that era. Like Casablanca, because the way they made movies back then was very, very different.
It was the beginning of what we're at now.
Yeah, it's when that was the studio system, and then that hasn't been in place since the 40s. That was the last time it was a thing. So, again, I think you're right in that he's not being overly critical. It's just like, I wish things were a little different, that kind of thing. Yeah, I get it. Although, to be fair, I mean, thinking about where he came from.
Mm-hmm.
He came from B movies. He was one of those rare actors who made the jump from B movies right. to stardom.
Right.
And I think his directing had a lot to do with that. I think you're right. But so he, of all people, should know the value of those sequels and things that he was a part of, because that's where he came from. That's where he was from.
I understand the purpose of all of these movies is to entertain and to make money.
That's right.
But I can't help but thinking about this in what you're talking about there. And for every remake or bad movie, whatever you want to say, that's made, that's a lot of people getting work that wouldn't have gotten it otherwise.
100% right.
And he really, to your point, should know that better than most.
He really should, from where he started, yeah.
And this is where the age part comes in.
Yeah.
Because I do not disagree with him one bit. One of the reasons I love acting is because, unlike my dad, I learned that, I could do this my whole life.
Right.
Athletes got to retire. I don't have to. Mm-hmm. I love that. And I completely agree with him. And I love the vulnerability he shares with that mm-hmm. about the being senile and those things. I think that's great. It is also on you as a director, if you're going to still be getting behind there and everything, mm-hmm. to not... What is it with these certain ages, where there's certain ages where we think we know everything? And just because you are older than sand or whatever age, and I'm not saying that as a derogatory thing, that's an accomplishment. It's a good thing to get older. That's better than the alternative. Right. It's not as if that gives you, you know, some kind of like insight that means that it means more than others,
mm-hmm.
or your opinion is that much more valuable in a sense. You have more data to pull from than anybody because you were older in that regard. So you have a lot to say, and it should be heard. Your opinion matters. It has a feeling.
Sure.
But this idea of that is no different than the kid that has his first six months in college, and he's taking a poli-sci class, and he's like, oh, you know, did you ever hear about this? Yeah, well, let me teach you about this. Yeah, man, I heard about that. Yeah.
We all know, right? Yeah.
Or every teenager.
Yeah, right.
Period.
Knows everything, right?
Knows everything.
Hey, and that's, you know, well, they do say you, you know, kind of go back the age thing when you get older. So I'm not saying that about Clint Eastwood right now. He seems to be his faculties seem to be fantastic for someone who's 95 years old. And I'm with him. If he wants to keep making movies that, you know, if he feels that he still has something to say, More power to you, Clint Eastwood. Go right ahead.
Not only has he, I think, earned that, but he's still making great movies. He's still doing good work and everything.
He's doing good work.
Yeah. So that's cool to me. I think it would be an honor working with him and being directed by him.
Right. I hope when it all comes down to the end, I hope he's known more as a director than an actor.
He's
got iconic characters, Dirty Harry and all that stuff, you know, the man with no name. But the movies he has directed have been so good. Not all of them, but some of them are just fantastic movies.
I don't think it's even close. I think he's going to be known as a director by far and away.
And for posterity,
I think people like you and I and some others out there are going to remember him as an actor first and then a director. But I absolutely think...
In history, I think he'll be more known that way.
Yeah. The awards, the credit or the attention that he's gotten as a director, yeah. And I wanted to just wrap up real quick this segment with a little talk about WRCT, Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. They have some great stuff going on. Now, over the weekend, they had a really fun karaoke night that I heard was very successful.
On Friday, late into the night, I heard, yes.
Heard that one went really well, and that's very cool to hear. And they've got a couple of other big ones coming up. Of course, a lot of kids' productions on the way. And The Silver Foxes, a tribute to Laugh-In, directed by Penny Weiss. Going to be June 12th. At 2:00, and then June 13th at 6:00 at the WRCT Auditorium.
Very nice.
This is going to be fun. I mean, anything to do with laughing.
Yes.
That's a great idea. And it's cool to see our Silver Foxes out there again, having some
fun. Keep it rolling.
And Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater's Youth Theater, A Lunch by the River production, Snow White and the Seven Endings. That is going to be coming up June 19th.
Yeah, that's very close. Wow.
That's going to be fun.
Yes.
Gonna be a great one. Be on the lookout for that, everybody. And they'll have other great shows. They've got Dare to Dream coming up, West Side Story, The Brothers Grimm.
Yeah. I'm
know anything about you might
stuff? Do I know anything about that? A little bit about West Side Story, just a little bit.
Oh, cool. Well,
may have something. May have something to do with that.
We'll have to get into that at some point. I'm looking forward to it. We're looking forward to a great summer of great theater over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Everybody, find out more. Get your tickets at wrctheater.org. wrctheater.org. When we come back, we're going to get into It's National Leave Work Early Day. We've got some surefire excuses.
Okay, gone. See ya.
I waited till the end of the show. I knew I should.
Melissa already did. No, I'm scared.
Yeah, she got the note early. She got the note early. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about that on the morning show.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. New York City Mayor Eric Adams had his bribery and corruption charges dropped by the U.S. Department of Justice under questionable circumstances in April. Because of those charges, the New York City Campaign Finance Board denied Adams matching campaign funds. Adams is now suing to get those funds. Mayor Adams was accused last December by the Biden DOJ with taking campaign donations from foreign nationals and businessmen, allegedly using straw donors to make them appear as legitimate donations. He was also accused of doing favors in exchange for luxury travel and attempting to conceal those transactions. We reported in February that the DOJ dropped bribery and corruption charges against Adams after Adams visited Trump at Mar-a-Lago. An apparent Trump directive to drop the charges to the DOJ's Southern District of New York resulted in the resignations of 7 experienced prosecutors. As a result of the corruption charges and paperwork omissions, the New York Campaign Finance Board denied Adams $4 million in matching funds for his campaign from the state's taxpayer-funded campaign finance option. Now that the charges have been dropped, Politico reports that Adams is now suing the board to recover $3.4 million of those denied funds. The Campaign Finance Board will reportedly revisit Adams' eligibility for funding in July. Find our past reports on Adams at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hi, this is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Join us each Monday morning at the top of the 10 o'clock hour for tips, tricks, and a whole lot of fun. The Kitchen's Open, only on WFHR.
More of that smoky haze in the sky today, otherwise partly cloudy and warm with a high in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with temperatures dropping into the low to mid-60s. Tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms with some locally heavy rain. Highs tomorrow in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR.
I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now right away. I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm sorry now I ever went away. Every night and day I go and stay.
Seth and James to wrap up the show. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're going to take you right to the top of the hour. Get into our schedule in a little bit. We got some good stories of the day and good events going on in their area. Mm-hmm. Caught on getting to all of that. But as we look at our national day of calendar, today is Leave Work Early Day. And, of course, the website put together a list of excuses, different excuses, surefire ones and, you know, all that kind of thing. Now, I have to admit, I have never, I'm not saying I've never called in sick to work or played hooky at work or anything, but I cannot think of when or the last time I did something like that.
Okay.
Now, for one, most of my life, every hour I worked, I needed. So I'm going to work in an iron lung if I've got to. And that's not I hope that it has something to do with, a little bit to do with my work ethic, but it has a lot to do with just survival.
Great motivator.
And I don't know, I've been working since I was a kid, and I don't think I've ever had time in my life where, I can phone it in, or I don't have to work or whatever. Now, I do know, though, that I've been around a lot of this. I've been on both sides of this, where I've been a boss and somebody's called in sick.
Right.
And I've been in the room when a friend of mine is calling in sick. and I will say, a good friend of mine, I will not mention his name, but we've known each other a very, very long time. He knows that I am an actor. And so he asked me for tips on sounding sick.
Oh, my God.
I was like some go-to for this or anything like that.
Yes, you're well known for your sick betrayals.
So I messed with him. So I just messed with him.
Oh, see, that's what you got to do.
I just completely
putting your trust in me?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm just sitting there as he's on the phone with his boss, just laughing as he's hiccuping to show that he's sick.
A well-known symptom of being sick, hiccups.
Right. He would have loved it. The only thing I missed out on is what the manager was thinking when he was going through. I have to admit too, I don't know, the karma of this never feels right. Or anything. So there was a bunch of them on here, and all ones that I'm sure the audience can think of.
Sure.
Family emergencies, bathroom emergencies, not feeling well, religious reasons. There's a number.
Religious reasons.
There's a problem happening in your home. So water leak or something along those lines.
Okay, sure, yeah.
But I feel like all of these, you can almost bank on it, it's going to happen. Like if you tease one of the, I feel like you're just tempting whatever there is out there.
Right. Well, and the other thing is that once you tell the story, now you got to stick with it.
Yep.
Now you got to keep doing it.
Yep.
So how was that? Did you get any water damage in your house? Well, so now you're going to have to think of all these different stories and lies to cover for the fact that you just wanted to leave a little early.
As Mark Twain said, if you tell the truth, you don't have to remember anything.
That's right.
If you tell one of these, you've got
to remember so many things.
Well, and you've got a. Here's another part of this that I really don't like. So It's a little different for me with school. You know, school is its own separate thing. But if you're calling in sick to work, it's not just the job that you're not, your fellow coworkers that you're hurting, that they got to work extra, they got to do more. Mm-hmm. And I never liked the feeling of that.
Right.
And so then you're lying to them. You're not just lying to your boss or something like that. You're lying to your coworkers.
They're involved as well, yeah.
And then they've got to, now you've got to keep up that ruse with them. And these are people you're supposed to be friendly with and all that. I will say this part too. I don't have to do this. Make something up.
Right.
I just mess up. I like one of the things on here is a forgotten appointment. I will forget at least three appointments this summer. Yes. Easily.
It's completely legit. Yeah. There's nothing made up there.
I think the worst one of these is losing a relative. Like, don't do it.
No.
Don't
do that. That seems
whatever
really...
you do, don't do that. Like literally, like almost anything else is better than that.
If for whatever reason, and I can't imagine this would come up, for any reason that's like dire and you have to do it, but it's for something you for whatever reason don't want to be truthful about, make sure it's an already dead relative. Because if you do it with someone who's, I mean, like you were saying before, do you want to put that out in the universe? Mm. Do you really want to do that?
I would make up a relative. I'd make it up. If you're going to do that, I think that even that's dangerous, but at least.
My third cousin Guido, right, you know,
exactly,
right?
Yeah. Yes, that's exactly right. Yes, and his name would be Guido. So there are also, you know, something. I also kind of like the vague. The more vague, something personal came up.
Yeah, very vague.
It's a perfect one.
Yeah,
because usually nobody's going to ask a follow-up
question.
Well,
it's personal, right?
Yeah, right. So that seems like a more fair one. But I don't know. I don't think any of these are
no,
good. I don't
no.
think any of it's a good idea.
No, and you know, if you're at a point where you honestly need like a mental health day, then be honest. Well, and it's one of those things that I think we should be better, you know, with. Everywhere, you know, just kind of a thing, you know, say yes, you know, I remember when people first started talking about mental health days, I was probably one of those people like, oh, mental health days, you know, but as we've gone along and we learn about our brains really need a break, man. We really need to rest to be at our best. Totally makes sense. Let's take the stigma away from it. Let's say, yeah, no, I need a mental health day because I'm feeling, you know, burned out or whatever thing like that. If you want me to be the best employee I can be, I need to take some time, and that should be okay.
Yeah. And with that, you know, we've talked about this with a couple of things. High school reunions have kind of gone away because of social media and some of this.
Sure.
Are we going to, because with the rise of mental health and paying attention to that, most businesses offer mental health days nowadays and all.
Yeah.
Are we going to lose the improbability and the creativity of calling in sick, faking calling in sick?
Maybe that's, you know, there's some things that probably should, you know, just quietly go into the background.
I guess so.
That's probably one of them. I don't think we would miss that much,
no,
to be honest.
No.
I'm sure bosses would be like, please, you know, I'm tired of these. Just be done with it.
It's more another one of those things that'll come up in TV shows and movies. The younger generations will have no idea what is going on. Why would you do that? Why don't you just tell them it's a mental health thing?
It's like, why is that man getting into that booth? I don't understand. What is that? Well, there's a phone in there. A what?
I don't know. I think that's kind of funny. It's been a fun show. Let's go ahead and wrap this puppy up. We got some good things going on today schedule-wise for you.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, you can check out the Rapids Report every Monday through Friday. Are streaming exclusively at WFHR.com starting at 2 o'clock. Today, we're going to be welcoming in some great guests. And we will have the Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association, Grant Holly, going to be with us.
Maybe talk a little Blossom Fest, maybe? Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's coming up.
They themselves have a ton of events going on, too.
Excellent.
That we'll be touching on. And always love talking to the Cranberry Growers Association.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we will also be hanging out with our good friends from the Historic Point Boss. They're going to join us.
Pioneer Day is coming up this weekend.
They got back-to-back days of events coming up. So we're really looking forward to that. That'll be a great conversation as always. I love talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to remind everybody that you got three more opportunities coming up today for our Up and Down the State Scani Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest.
Mm-hmm.
We're giving you an opportunity to text us a keyword at the top of the 7, 11, 2, and 4 4 o'clock hours. Get us that keyword in those hours through the Civic Media app. And alternatively, every hour, you're going to have a chance to win $100 cash or a pair of Brewers Club level tickets. Mm-hmm. And all this to get in on the grand prizes that you could possibly win, like Baraboo Dells area trip or a Door County getaway.
Mm-hmm.
It's all pretty cool.
All good stuff.
Get that Civic Media app and get ready for it. Everybody will have that next keyword for you coming up in just about 10, 15 minutes mm-hmm. or so. Yep. You'll have that. I want to remind everybody that we got Playmakers on your radio dial tonight. Be mm-hmm. sure to join us from that from 4 to 5 on our sister station, 105.5.
Yes, indeed. We have been enjoying having that Playmakers on WIRI, and hopefully you can tune in. Get ready to call in, 424-2600. Also, Rafters personnel today, James? Yep. Are you going to be talking to?
Got to meet your Rafters today. Jake Adams, assistant GM, going to be joining us.
Nice.
We're looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. Jake was here earlier, dropped off an oar, so now we're all prepared for the season. It's fantastic. Appreciate that. And we'll kind of be a little bit of a pregame, a tailgate for you, because we got Rafter baseball on the radio tonight. 6:20, Rafters up in Lakeshore to take on the Chinook. Get back in that W column tonight.
Yes, and if you have not caught a game, now tonight would be a perfect chance to do that. Here, Austin Thomas, the amazing voice play-by-play announcer for the Rafters this year. He's doing a great job. I want to give him a shout-out, and check it out, everyone. You can't go to Winterfield tonight, so make sure you tune in right here.
A big thank you to Sean Plant for joining us with our monthly Veterans Update.
Absolutely.
Again. Appreciate the time from him, as always. I'm excited to say this. Lunch by the River is back!
Woo!
June 5th, everybody. This Thursday, it kicks off. Entertainment will be from the Southfield County YMCA Turner's Gymnastics Team. They're so good.
Nice.
We're going to send a big thank you to Renaissance by Renee's and C.C. Swindrowski, City of Wisconsin Rapids, of course, all big sponsors for this event. And going to have some great food down there.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a great atmosphere.
Yep.
Check it out.
Very cool.
And August, we'll be down there.
We will be.
We're looking forward to that.
We'll be talking about that when we get closer.
That's going to be a lot of fun. And Seth's got a couple of other things wanted to touch on.
Yeah, going on right now, the diaper drive put on by the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. This is through Father's Day, the 15th of this month, so you still have several days to help them out. They're looking for new and unopened diapers of all sizes, wipes, unscented, preferred, and a diaper rash paste or creams to get those into the hands of parents who are in need. Of course, monetary donations are also accepted. You can drop off both the diapers and or cash at the United Way office, 351 Oak Street in Wisconsin Rapids. They're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4. You can also donate online at their website, uwswac.org. There's a tab that you can go, and you can make a donation online there. Also, it is time to start thinking about the community book sale this fall, everyone. Of course, not to go buy books, but if you have books, we are now collecting them at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church at 310 First Avenue South. The book bin is out and ready to go. It's right there in the parking lot by the glass doors. We will be accepting books through Memorial Day, through September 15th this year. So September 15th is the deadline for that. The book sale itself will be taking place October 9th through the 11th.
Just real quick, I want to remind everybody, too, that our United Way, the Great Book Giveaway that they're doing.
The Great Book Giveaway starting next week.
And of course, the great school supply collections that they have going on in their town. We are a drop-off location for that.
Yes, for Stuff the Bus, yes.
You can drop that off here. Items for school supplies for Stuff the Bus here. Mm-hmm. Keep that in mind, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And great stuff. Thank you, Seth.
Mm-hmm.
Police in New Jersey rescued a 2-year-old who climbed into a luggage belt at Newark Airport.
Oh, dear.
It happened last Wednesday at the check-in desk while the mom was distracted talking to a JetBlue agent. The kid went down a chute at the end of the belt, but two police officers were walking by and jumped into action. One of them was able to grab the kid right before he went through the X-ray machine. Luckily, he was fine.
Nice. Quick thinking. Quick acting.
I feel so bad for that mom.
I know.
I felt for that woman.
I just feel bad for her. I'm not going to blame her anything because, I mean, the airport is terrible for that kind
insane.
Of stuff. It's just so much going on.
Yeah.
It's a bad look.
Real cool story here on a woman who used to have a fear of dogs until she crossed paths with a stray a few years ago. Huh. She was traveling to Mexico when she found a puppy that was covered in fleas. She named him Butch and takes him everywhere now.
Aww.
She used to be a camera operator for a news group in Germany and travels full time now. She says Butch is her best friend and great travel companion.
Wow. That is a very cool story.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
And a hardworking high school grad in Atlanta went viral, and now he won't have to worry about paying for college. His name is Michael Baker. A photo of him went viral after he graduated and immediately showed up for a shift at Burger King while still wearing his graduation garb. The woman who's,
dedication, right there.
Yeah, right on. Yeah, we've been there. I know that.
Nice.
The woman who snapped the photo started a GoFundMe to help him pay his tuition. Last we checked, people had donated over $170,000.
That'll help.
That'll at least take care of a class.
Hey. Depends on where he goes.
Right.
I have to. Boy, is there any better example of hard work paying off?
Right.
And now, not everyone's, that's not going to happen to everyone, but still, that's very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
especially for him.
It's one heck of a story, right?
Yes,
there.
It is.
100%. And we know there are other great local or world good stories out there if you have them, everybody. And certainly we want the more local, the better. But even if they're not local stories, you can feel free to reach out to us and get them to us. Mm-hmm. I actually had a great conversation with a listener on Saturday about this because she saw something that was happening in Adams and she wanted to let us know about it. And I was like, well, yeah, that's fine. You know, that's all right.
Please do.
Anywhere, you know, you can hear us, which you can hear us anywhere because we're streaming 24/7.
That's right.
So we'll cover anything.
Please,
for you.
Let us know. We love to bring attention to these stories. Yeah.
Certainly love to talk about local events. You know, we covet those and we love those and we're looking forward to that. I do want to remind everybody again, not only on Playmakers today will we have Meet Your Rafters with Assistant GM Jake Adams, but we're going to give away some Rafter tickets there too.
Yeehaw.
We'll be doing that pretty much every show all summer long.
Yes.
Giving away Rafter tickets, so be listening for that, everybody. Already had some fun with that.
There's
one.
There's no reason you can't go to a game. That's all we're saying.
We're going to make it hard for you not to get to a
That's
game.
That's right.
And the team is already doing that.
Yep.
We'll have some fun with it a little bit later today, 4 to 5 on 105.5. We'll talk to you sooner than later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The FBI calls what happened in Boulder, Colorado yesterday a targeted terror attack. 8 people at an Israeli hostage event were injured by a man with a makeshift flamethrower. CBS's Ashley Portillo.
Some of those people and victims have been discharged too, but one of the victims we do know is an 88-year-old Holocaust refugee.
A woman is pushing to reject her capital attack pardon. CBS's Scott McFarlane has more on Pamela Hemphill.
She had to work through her senator in Idaho to formally renounce the pardon and renounce the pardon certificate. She says she knows what she did.
CBS's Kelly O'Grady tells us we'll hear today from Fed Chairman Jerome Powell.
He has in previous meetings talked about the uncertainty about trade policy. I expect him to bring up that PCE inflation to essentially say the inflation problem in the regular economy is good, but it's the what to come, the uncertainty.
CBS News.